The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, and it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. TGIF, which also stands for the government is, insert your own expletive there. The government is, say it out loud. I know I can hear you. Yeah, they really are. They haven't done one thing right the last 3.5 years. They've been censoring people, canceling people. Anybody that's trying to stand up and speak the truth, you, me, and everybody else, they've alienated our families from each other. They've done more harm than good, and believe it or not, it's all part of genocide, and it's all by design. I mean, all you got to do is look at people like Bill Gates. Can't say enough about little Billy Gates, the way he moves, the way he handles the jabs. Back in 60 seconds. Yep, another Cosell. Sorry, just came out. Here's the thing. We have somebody on the phone with us. God, I wish it could appear by Skype because, you know, we want to stick our tongues out at each other and do analysis. But, hey, it's going to get better. Trust me. Here's the thing. This is 5,000-year-old medicine. And Randy Shannon, who is a naturopathic doctor, that's why the term ND follows her name. She is a face, tongue, and fingernail expert. And she's got a website out called thebodycan.com. That's thebody, C-A-N, can.com. And, of course, I went there and looked at it. It's pretty cool. I just can't help myself. Sorry. The body can heal itself. But the thing is, it is amazing that this woman has had and been a co-host of a show for 8 years running. But as soon as the COVID lockdown started to happen, March 17th, 2020, Box S-canned her show because she was not willing to kowtow to the mainstream narrative. And this whole thing has turned out to be nothing but legalized murder. And I've had doctor after doctor, real doctors, frontline doctors on this show, from Judy Mikovits to Carrie Mate to Dr. Syed Haider, everybody that's been on the show, Brian Artist, and they've all said, yep, stuff has snake venom in it. You know, they've been doing the research. Well, you see, and there's alternative ways, which is what the FLCCC has been doing, but so has Randy Shannon. And the beauty about this is we get to have her on the show, and we don't have to worry about censorship. She gets to say what she wants because we still have freedom of speech on this radio network, and we appreciate you, Randy Shannon. Thanks so much for being on the Power Hour.
Thank you so much for having me, and what a great opening, because it told a lot of details in a short amount of time about what has been going on. And I am an expert in the face, fingernails, and tongue. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm seeing that the mainstream traditional medical path does not see or take into account. For example.
Okay, now, yeah, I want to talk about the face, the tongue, and individually, but I've got a dermatology appointment set up soon. I want to talk about the face. Let's hit that first.
Yeah.
What is this guy that's going to look at me? What's he going to miss that you don't?
Well, what's interesting, the dermatologist and the cosmetic surgeons, you know, a lot of people will go to get the Botox and the fillers. I know you're probably not going to get that, but the lines that these people see on the face and that they're filling in, for example, are not actually wrinkles, and that's what 99.9% of the population thinks. Those are actually organs that are screaming out, hey, I'm in trouble, I need some help, and then you go fill it in and cover up the evidence of the crime. And that's the wrong thing to do. Growths and things on the face, I'm not sure, again, I'm not sure why you're going in, but I'm going to actually do an analysis for you, complimentary. And I'm going to give a few to the people that are listening today as well. But, you know, there are different moles that will show up on the face in certain areas, and they have meanings. There are different lines that have meanings. For example, the face will show me the heart, the kidneys, the large and small intestine, the reproductive areas, the stomach, the liver. All of these things will show up on the face. And there's actually so much more. The spleen, for example, is a biggie. And the thing is the mark that shows up on the face becomes a permanent scar, but it had shown up originally on the tongue. And had you caught it there, you could have avoided that line on the face that then becomes permanent.
Okay, so the the tongue lines up. Well, it's part of the buccal cavity. And the thing is that if people have like tumors or they have keloids, or I think what the dermatologists want to do is make sure that you don't have cancer, and you know, especially melanoma, and they're looking for those crusty little ugly things on your face and other parts of your body, because it is a full body examination. And so, you know, because of the fact that you focus on certain aspects, you know, basically all we're doing is just kind of like getting a once over look, see, yep, everything looks good. Mm-hmm. And then they bill Medicare.
Yes, and Medicare does really well. Now, a naturopath doesn't get to charge as much, and we're not living in those big fancy houses and driving the big fancy cars, because we don't get to bill the insurance, which, listen, I'm okay with that. I'm totally okay with that. I can live with my conscience every night I go to bed, because I'm not overbilling somebody, and I'm billing very fairly. And by the way, the cancers, there are different marks that show up in the fingernails that are high indicators of cancers in about 80% of the time. So there are markers that we look for. In fact, in fingernails in particular, you mentioned melanoma. There are cancer or lines, if you will, and there are various colors that will show up on the top of the fingernails that indicate cancer. So I can also see in the fingernails internal bleeding. What could that be? It could be from an ulcer, could be a polyp, could be you just, you know, stubbed your toe and you were, you know, had a little bit of trauma in that avenue. It will show, if it's anything significant, it will show up in your fingernails. And if it grows out with the fingernail, this particular mark that I look for, if it grows out with the fingernail, then we know that we're on the path to healing. If, however, it stays in the fingernail, then we have something far more serious. And with the cancer indicators, those also do not grow out with the fingernail. They will stick there. So a normal fingernail should just have, you know, your nice little half moons on it on 8 of the fingers. And it should just be, you know, kind of fleshy colored with your little white at the tip and your half moon. And if you have anything other than that, then you want to definitely reach out to somebody like me. And I'm one of the rarest, if not the rarest, in this entire country. And I'm told in most of the world with what I do. And I can look at somebody and go, oh, that guy's got a spleen problem. Oh, look at the liver. It's in real trouble. You know, I can see those things. So it's what makes my career really fun. And when I go out at night, all my friends are like, hey, have you met Dr. Shannon? And stick out your tongue and watch her do an analysis for you. So
my.
It's always interesting to go out with me.
I guess so. You know, I thought we were going out for wine. We weren't going out to have you analyze everything about my, you know, what's really amazing though, Randy, is the fact that most of the time what happens is like when you sit down on a bus or something or on a train and you're sitting there talking to people, invariably all their medical conditions are going to come up in the conversation, especially the older they are. So,
yeah, and if I'm sitting next to you, we're going to be talking about it, and I'm going to be pointing it out.
Now you're going to give me a complex here. No, I actually, my fingers, because I'm looking at my fingernails right now, and they are very nice and pink. And, you know, see, the thing is about fingernails, I always thought that what the what normally the regular mainstream medical does is they push down on your fingernail and to see how fast it comes back. Because if it mm-hmm. stays a certain way, then all of a sudden now you're anemic. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's part of it. That's one of the signs. You know, and I will say that's one test that a medical doctor does. You know, when I first actually dealt with something like this, I was a little kid. And it was by a medical doctor. And what he was doing was unheard of. You know, when you go to a doctor and they stick the little popsicle stick in there and they hold down your tongue and they take a look. Well, this doctor held down just the tip of my tongue and looked at my tongue. And I was like 8, 9, maybe 10 years old, and I was having a lot of urinary tract infections. So why did he go to my tongue? How interesting, right? But he was looking at the kidney and bladder inside of my, or on the top of my tongue. And so when he put it down, then he asked my mom a series of questions. You know, what is she eating? What's in her diet? And so my mom said, pops, it was all popsicles, soda pop, and it was like a laundry list of things. I went to grandma and grandpa's and dug into the candy jar. And so he told her to remove that out of my diet. And after that, I never got another urinary tract infection. But the point is, the popsicle stick, normally he would hold the whole tongue down. This time he actually looked at it. And that stuck with me my whole life. And now here I am doing exactly that. So I have really incredible testimonies with my clients of things, and actually a really good story with my father who had kidney cancer. And I can talk about that if you guys want to.
Oh, we always do. I mean, everybody now all of a sudden we're getting phone calls and texts and everything else coming in. Here's the thing on some people. And it happens with like toenails. You see a lot of it more, I think, on toenails than fingernails. But if you let's talk about fingernails for a minute, what happens if all of a sudden you observe fungus on the fingernail or toenail? Then what?
Well, then I'm going to put together a protocol for them. I don't force anybody to take anything. But we go over diet, things that have to be removed. Because even if they do one good thing for the body, they might be harming 4 or 5 other organs. So diet is huge. Now, that's not going to take away a candida or a fungus. So I have a protocol that I would put people on to remove that. And some people, it's quick. Some people, it's, you know, 30 days, 60 days. And it's no drugs, by the way. No drugs, no prescriptions. Everything is natural because everything is here on this planet for us to just go pick it and turn it into a tincture or turn it into a pill we can pop, but it's all healthy, everything natural, everything organic. And it's what the body is screaming for. And there are certain things that will kill off the candida in a natural way. I think the longest client I had to knocking that out took somewhere around 8 months, but it was more like if the fingernails are cruddy and crusty, the toenails are cruddy and crusty, the tongue is going to also in its way look cruddy and crusty. And there's things that I look for there that will just be screaming at me, and we just get that protocol together, and within a matter of months, it's gone.
Amazing. Now, the thing is I'll get to the tongue in a minute because you were talking about just holding onto it and looking at the tongue itself. Sherry in Kansas, mm-hmm. You're on the phone with Randy Shannon. Nandy, go ahead.
Hi, Randy. My son spent 20 years in the military, and I think this was when he was still in his 20s. He came home one time, and he had a one of those tongue piercings that, and I couldn't believe it. But you know, in the military, it was removable and stuff. And I happened to have a chart of the acupressure points on the tongue. And I mm-hmm. looked it up, and I said, you got that right in the area of your heart. And so can you address these piercings that people are doing on their face and on their tongue and wherever else?
Yeah, I wish they wouldn't do them because it does go smack dab into areas. Now, it's not his heart directly, but it's probably – if your chart is accurate, where the heart would show up on the tongue. So
right, that's it.
It covers,
the meridian,
yeah,
it may
be exactly like a Botox or a filler where they cover up the evidence of the crime. I want to see that line. So if somebody does have Botox and they're sending me photos, because the way my analysis works is if it's a tongue analysis only, they send me the top and bottom of the tongue. And if it's a full analysis, they'll send me fingernails of both hands, tongue top and bottom, the entire face, any marks of concern on the body, and they're filling out a 2.5-page questionnaire for me. But if they have Botox or filler, I always want an angry face photo, because when you go to that doctor, he says, can you squint for me? And what he's doing is he's trying to see where the lines are that he was filling in last time, hoping that Botox hasn't quite worn off, or, you know, if it had worn off, but it'll show just a little bit of that line. So he's looking for that repeat offender line to fill in. So, you know, things like tattoos, that's putting metals in the body, real fine metals, but they're metals. The ink is metal. And so I don't like foreign things in the body. I don't like hair dye. I don't like hair dyes at all, because there was a hair guy that was coming on the scene years ago, about to be as big as like a Paul Mitchell in the hair industry. And he took his students to go see the cadavers, and the cadavers had their heads cut open to the skull bone, and the skull bone was the same color as whatever they were coloring their hair. So I'm 54, about to be 55, and all I do is focus on taking all the nutrients that I need so that my body doesn't go into a starvation mode, and I try to hide that with color. So if you think about, if somebody gets into an accident and they go into shock, what's happening? The legs don't work, the arms don't work, the hands don't work. They start talking gibberish, and then all of a sudden they go unconscious. Things didn't make sense, now they're unconscious. What's happening? Well, the brain says, okay, I got to keep this body alive, so all hands on deck. Body can live, arms, we don't need you. Legs, we can chop you off, but we got to keep that heart alive. And so the brain is so smart, it will pull everything away. It prioritizes and pulls it all away and shoves it towards that vital organ. But that's what's happening to people on a day-to-day basis, but in a much slower speed. So when you lose hair color, for example, it's the body pulling those resources away from what created the hair color or the hair in general, alopecia, for example. That can be reversed if you're just getting the nutrients. Gray hair can go back to whatever color you had before if you just get the nutrients. So I'm turning 55. All of my friends have been coloring their hair for years, and it's not necessary. You just have to have the right nutrients and be willing. It's a sacrifice. You might have to, you know, not go out to dinner one night to be able to afford the nutrients to put into your body, but I'd rather have that and have my blonde hair.
Dave, I want to make a quick testimonial. Since I've been doing the Complete Essentials,
right,
my fingernails feel smoother.
Really?
Yeah.
So the,
I really like that product.
So yeah. So I appreciate that, Sherry, because see, I was looking at the fact that on many of an occasion you'll have fingernails, and here goes the disconnect. Fingernails have a tendency to sometimes have like vertical lines in them up and down the plate, and I'm just wondering, that also means something else, doesn't it, Randy?
Yes, the lines, the little speckle spots, the ridges, the, you know, the discolorations, fingernails that are brittle, et cetera. Like, you just try and try, and nails just won't grow. They just keep cracking. Why can't I have those beautiful nails? It's because of what's not happening internally and what's happening internally. Again, things that you should be removing from the diet. And some people will say, well, but I got to have this or I got to have that. Well, then you're going to have that ailment, whatever it is, it's going to happen. You have to do it all to have it all. And you can cheat the system a little bit, but then when you come home at night or whatever, then you've got to do something to offset that cheat that you did.
All right. So now people that have had hair dye have been getting their hair colored, and they keep going and spending all this money, and they go to the hair salon or the supply house, and they buy this, and they keep coloring their hair. What's the end result internally?
Who knows? Because that's, you know, chemical, and chemical is foreign to the body. Just like colognes and perfumes, that's one of the most toxic things you can put on. The skin, being the largest organ on the body, is highly absorbable. Whatever you put on that skin is going to have rotated from top to bottom within about 8 to 10 seconds. So what do you really want going into your body? So whatever chemicals.
Patchouli, baby,
so,
yeah.
So cancers, fists, tumors. If you had an organ that was already in trouble, it's probably going to be in worse trouble. Because these things like the candida or the fungi, they are very opportunistic. So they love to kick you when you are down. So if you're giving openings for these things to attack the body, then that's exactly what they do.
Okay, well, what about people? And we're gonna. I'm gonna hit the naturopathic aspect of this. There are companies out there who sell regular essential oils. Is there anything wrong putting those on?
No, generally not, because it's coming from a plant, not a chemical. So I will not vouch for every company that's out there, because there's tons of them. But they typically are coming from a plant that was put in water, and they drew off of it the nutrient that was needed, whatever oil is coming off of that plant. So no, I'm mostly for essential oils.
Okay, fair enough. By the way, people, don't just because I'm covering a plethora of different conversations here and asking different questions, there is no stupid question when it comes to this. The number is 844-769-2944. And, of course, we're a couple of minutes away from the break. You know what really irritates me is, Randy, you're on to something. And obviously mainstream medicine, how much of a pushback before we go to the break have you been in? I mean, obviously what happened, they censored you and shut you off from the radio so you couldn't talk about it. But in private practice, are you under any kind of fire like some of these mainstream or frontline doctors are at this time?
Well, the way I do it is I try not to poke the bear, because if you avoid the bear and just basically are off-grid out of their system, then they mostly leave you alone. I'm just like kind of, you know. So what I do is focus on 5,000-year-old original medicine, and it is not alternative like everybody calls it. It's original. It was long before the medical system. So, you know, people have to understand that the MD way is all symptom, drug, symptom, surgery. It's only drugs or cutting. The only thing that I do love about the medical system is that they, for the most part, are very good in emergency type of situations where it's life-saving. Some of my best friends are trauma ER doctors who, when you come in and that pain is so excruciating, there's nothing you can do, you haven't seen a naturopath or anybody, and you just need to live in that moment, they'll do that. They're fantastic at that for the most part. And, you know, I bounce things off of those guys all the time. So it's good to have friends in other fields, veterinary medicine, holistic chefs, chiropractors. I believe in all the modalities out there. I think mine is number one. I'm biased, of course, because I just found that it totally works.
Well, there you have it. We are at the break right now. We're with Randy Shannon, ND, talking about face, tongue, and fingernail expert. Remind me, I want to talk about the tongue when we come back here on the Power Hour. Dave Prieger with you. We thank you so much for joining us. Hey, and don't be afraid to pick up the phone. That's what we're here for. Freedom of speech still reigns on the Power Hour. 844-769-2944. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
You are my friend.
Power to the people.
Welcome to the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
God bless you.
Power to the people.
Thank you so much for joining us for this final segment of the Feel Good Friday, 12:34 p.m. Central Time, Friday, December 9th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you, Randy, Shannon, and Dee with you also. We have been engaging in conversation about what's going on with your face, your tongue, and your fingernails, because she has the inside scoop on all of this stuff. And Randy, you got some testimonials you want to share with us. I'm going to just open the mic and let you go.
I do. I have so many amazing things. And I do want to give a shout out to Aaron Nemchek. I love that opening song that you just did, because it was Aaron, one of your listeners, that told me I needed to be on this show. And what's interesting is the former host, God bless her soul, Joyce Riley, I knew about her 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So I remember my grandfather telling me that he was friends and communicating back and forth with her. So the power is to the people. I mean, it's Aaron who reached out to you and reached out to me and said, get on this show. So But yeah, I do have some testimonials. My father, which I just briefly mentioned earlier, he had kidney cancer, and I'll try to condense this. They were going to remove 50 to 100% of his right kidney. And he really believes in the traditional medical system, but then here he has this daughter who beats to a different drum, okay? So I just said to him when I saw the cancer on the screen, Dad, do you want to live? And he said, yes. And now an everyday client, I cannot manhandle. But my father, yes. And my kids, I can tell them what to do. My sister, my mother, et cetera. So I said, okay, then you need to listen to every single thing I tell you. And fast forward 30 days, because he was definitely going through the surgery. He was not going to stop the surgery. And this was by a renowned laparoscopic surgeon at the University of Iowa. And I asked him, what do you know about nutrition? And he told me that he had maybe, in all of that medical schooling, an hour's worth of nutritional studies. So between my mom and I, we put nutrients, very specific ones, and some at super high dose for my father. And when 30 days came and the doctor gave the family the update, he then turned to me and he said, Randy, there was something different about your father's surgery. He said, normally when we take the organ out, it's full of lesions, like it's exploded outward. Your father's was in perfect condition. And the other thing he said is, we were going to take 50 to 100% of that right kidney. We only needed 10%. So he was telegraphing to me, your methods work. And the bottom line is had he waited probably 60 or 90 days, that cancer would have been completely gone, and he would have saved all of the kidney. So that's one. Things like scleroderma, where they say it's progressive and never gets better. I have a client in particular where I have his photos up on my Instagram page, instagram.com/thebodycan. And his photos are zoomed in of his leg and of his feet, where they are literally black. He's a white guy with black legs and feet, all super crusty. And then I think we did like 60 or 90 day photos, and that next set was super pinked up. The black was going away. And every doctor on the planet will drug him. This guy had been suffering for 8 straight years, was in a wheelchair, had not walked. And the last time I talked to him, he said he was up and walking around stores. And the black, I don't know where he is today. We need to do updated photos. But that was reversing. Heart problems can reverse. Kidneys can reverse. I love kidneys. And then one thing that's epidemic levels right now is the doctors are loving taking out the gallbladders. That is huge. When I was a kid, it was tonsils. Thank goodness I kept mine. But they love taking out the thyroids right now and the gallbladders. And I have a friend who just went in for a gallstone. They kept him drugged up for almost a week straight, sent in over 8 medical doctors, all trying to talk him into getting rid of the gallbladder. And I said, this is what you need. And I told him a couple of things to get while he was there. They didn't even have a IV bag on him, which would have given him some electrolytes. And they said, for the nutrients that I asked for specifically, they said they didn't even have it. And one of them was selenium. And of course they had it. And this was Cedar Sinai in Beverly Hills. And they withheld it. And on the very last day, they gave him one of the things that I'd been requesting all along. So the point is, if they really wanted to take that out, it's probably, I don't know, $100,000 surgery. He's managed to save his gallbladder. And he's working every day on the reversal of the stone that's in there. And I do this with people all day long, every day, in 18 different countries.
That is amazing. Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone with Randy Shannon. Go ahead.
Randy, what you're talking about there, you can get rid of those gallstones in one big squeak. It's a very simple procedure. Just drink a lot of apple juice for 5 days. Then you do some coffee enemas, and it's good to take something called orthophosphoric acid. On the 6th day, you've gotten rid of all those gallstones. It saved my life 30 years ago. So it's very easy. You can do it yourself. You know, you see the results right up to the 6th day. You'll see them. You know, they're kind of luminous, green, and you get them out of your, and they'll be gone, you know. This doing the taking this gallbladder out, number one, when you eat a fat, when it goes in your small intestine, your gallbladder shoots bile in there to dissolve it. If you don't have a gallbladder, you're going to have a heart attack very soon after that. So it's disgusting.
Well, people live a long time. People do live a long time without the gallbladder, but what the doctors don't tell them is that there's things that you have to do for the rest of your life because I don't care if it's the gallbladder or any other organ. When they remove an organ, which that's what they're in the business to do, that organ had a job. And so you have to do things to make up for the fact that that particular organ is gone. And gallstones are actually formed when the bile that's stored in the gallbladder becomes kind of messed up, cloudy, okay? Some use the word funky. And so basically we do things to dissolve those gallstones, but it's not just in dissolving the gallstone. It's actually getting to the root of why that became cloudy in there. And so those are some of the things that we focus on. So it's not just a dissolving. It's we want to stop them from forming even in the future.
Well, you know, you can get rid of them within 6 days, okay? They're gone. You can see the results of that. It's not a matter of dissolving or anything. They're gone within 6 days. It's a procedure that will take care of it right off the bat. You might not get rid of all the gallstones, because once it accumulates in your gallbladder, it can start getting pushed up in your liver. So then you get cirrhosis of the liver. But you get rid of them in 6 days, a huge amount of them. There's a very simple procedure for doing it. And let me just say, you're right on with what you're saying. Doctors were there, surgery and stuff were great for stuff like that. But in terms of health, they don't know anything in terms of health. It's just a matter of masking the problem with drugs. That all started with Rockefeller. They were doing coffee enemas way back before the 20s, before Rockefeller took over by sticking a bunch of money into the universities and pushing this drug cartel that he's doing right now to us. So this whole drug cartel's got to stop. And this COVID thing is just proving we're the medical industry. And I'm not saying that's all doctors. They're just doing what they were taught. But this whole thing has got to come down because we're being experimented on and we're being deformed. And the only thing that the medical system really does for you is if you're in a catastrophic situation. Yeah, so the surgeries and stuff were great at that, okay?
Well, we've already covered a lot, Bob.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of that stuff as far as why the doctors are kowtowing to the mainstream narrative, because they want to protect their medical license. That's why. So you hit the nail on the head, and we appreciate your chiming in there. Go ahead, Randy.
The main thing is people for the everyday chronics or anything super long-term, or how about this? Anything you weren't born with and it came along later in life, those are the things that you should go to a naturopathic doctor for. And not all naturopaths are the same. I just took on a client in the last month or so who was told, she turned gray. She's actually one of those people that actually turned gray. And it was because her naturopath told her to take an enormous amount of colloidal silver. I love colloidal silver, but not in massive amounts. And so you've got to be very careful. I don't care if it's an MD or an ND, which is what I am, doctor of naturopathy. You have to make sure that they know what they're talking about. And if you get there and if they look bad or they look like hell, then you shouldn't be going to them because they're not doing what they are supposed to be doing. They're not even walking the walk themselves. So
yeah, that's like going to a dietitian who weighs 400 pounds. I get it. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I go to the gym quite often, and if I look at the trainers, and the trainers are, they have a client with them, but the trainer's like this just behemoth of a person or a tiny, tiny person, and they're teaching them how to lift weights and proper form. I would not go to that person because I want the person who's actually walked that walk and is living that life. So, and I am one of those naturopathic doctors. I walk the walk, talk the talk. And, you know, I have somewhere around 4,500 new clients just in the last year. And it's because people are turning away from the medical system in droves. And they're looking for a naturopathic doctor who knows what they're doing.
So this is kind of like face, tongue, fingernail, concierge medicine kind of stuff, only in the naturopathic realm.
Correct. And we do not take insurance. That's the, you know, the other side of it. People have to be prepared that we don't take insurance. The way the system is set up, go into any hospital, you're going to see vending machines full of sugar things, and they'll be happy to take your insurance card. It's not that way with us. You're not going to walk in here and see that. You're not going to see all the candy jars, et cetera, and the vending machines, because that's not what it's about.
Wow. Yeah, of course not. And see, that's the sad thing about it is there. I think that if we got rid of half of the sugar in our diet, we wouldn't have half the problems we've got.
It's a huge culprit. It's a huge culprit. It leaches a lot of things out of the body that we need and that we should have. And by the way, the lady with the son that had the piercing, the heart problems in the body are some of the most easily detected. I have a friend, we actually sadly buried her spouse about 6 months ago, and I had said that he had a heart issue at least 2 years prior. All I did was take a look at him. I didn't even do an analysis because you know what? He didn't believe in naturopathic ways. He only believed in the medical system. And I said, he has a heart issue. And 1 week prior to his death of, it looks like a massive coronary, the autopsy results were just kind of weird, but the signs and symptoms on his way out the door because he was, you know, conscious, all point to a massive coronary. He had done a stress test on all that $1 million equipment on a Monday, and they gave him an all clear. And on Friday, he was dead.
Oh, my.
Two
Kevin
prior,
in Ohio. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Kevin, go ahead. Kevin in Ohio's, yeah, Kevin in Ohio is holding on for us. Go ahead, Kevin. Oh, we lost him. Go ahead. Continue your conversation, Randy. He'll call back.
Okay, so yeah, what I'm saying is when I'm looking at these areas, face, fingernails, the tongue, top and bottom, and I'll get into the bottom of the tongue here in a second, these are telling me the story of what's going on in the body long before. And if you look at the rings of a tree, take a tree, cut it in half, you look at the rings. Those rings tell the story if the tree was exposed to fire or pestilence or flood, for example. The tongue, face, fingernails, things on the ear, even things around the neck and other marks of concern around the body will tell the story of what you have been exposed to and what organs are in trouble. And as far as the underneath of the tongue, real quick, that shows me heart and that shows me liver. Those are the main things on the underneath of the tongue. And that should be fleshy colored under there. And if it's not, you definitely need to reach out to me because there are issues, and these issues we can reverse. So 844-275-1056. Hopefully the show is recorded and people can hear that again. But that's how you reach me and you get scheduled with me because you don't want to ignore if you see colors going on the underneath of the tongue.
Sure. Now go ahead and give me the number one more time.
844-275-1056.
Got it. All right. Now, let me ask you a question about diagnosing bacterial meningitis. So many times doctors miss this, especially in hospitals with people who are suffering from various ailments. If you look at face, tongue, fingernails, how do you tell or could you diagnose bacterial meningitis before the doctors could just by looking at what you look at?
I would, if there was signs and symptoms that they were having that weren't indicative of that, when I'm looking at those areas on the body, I'm still going to tell them to get a blood test. There are certain things that I want people to do test-wise. And in fact, I'm for a lot of testing as long as it's not invasive, because those do come back and tell another story. For example, hair analysis. When you take that piece of strand of hair, a couple strands of hair, and you look at that, you're going to see, you know, things that are in the body, maybe overloads of heavy metals or toxins, et cetera. And also, on the other hand, it shows things that they're super deficient in. I love to do hair analysis for people that have any kind of psychosis, you know, schizophrenia, things like that. I love to see those hair analysis because 9 times out of 10, we're going to do a heavy metal detox because they've told me things that just kind of ring a bell for me, like, okay, we should do this next level of testing. So it would be the same in the meningitis. And there's nothing wrong with doing extra tests outside of what it is I do. Because, for example, when I look at the tongue, let's just use the top for example, I can see the kidney bladder, but I can't say specifically what's going on in the kidney bladder, but I can see if there's a lot of damage. I can see if there is a need for nutrients. I can see the hormones are out. Can I tell which hormone, A, B, C, D? No. So what I do is focus on getting the nutrients, the very specific nutrients to the body that it will recognize and it will go, oh, all right, wow, I see this. Now, guess what? Now I can make this hormone and disseminate it. And then I see when we have the person in check, when we've got these issues reversed, then those signs will actually leave the tongue. So it's really fascinating, and it's fun to watch the healing. Yeah.
It is. And what signs do you normally see if somebody's got prostate problems, BPH or prostate cancer or anything like that? Any outward signs you see in the face, tongue, or fingernails?
Yes. And if there is a question of do I have prostate cancer or something like that, that's when I do most definitely want them to do my full analysis because they're going to fill out 2.5 pages of a questionnaire. It's going to give me some feedback. But what I will see is things on the face in the reproductive area, and I will also see things on the tongue that show me that the hormones are super whacked, super imbalanced. And so we go after that very hardcore. And if they say, hey, you know, I'm not having any success in the in the bedroom right now, well, that right there tells me, okay, I'm going to give them, you know, 2 bottles of this and 2 bottles of this. And I always base everything on age, height, and weight, okay? So if you look at what's on the counters in the stores, I know the listeners on this show are probably not buying these things, but if you remember One A Day when that came out, that was One A Day for a 100-pound person and One A Day for a 500-pound person. It was so ludicrous, and it's still out there. And then another, like, it's a huge seller. It's, you go into these stores, and they have these multi-mineral packs for people over 50. And it, again, it's the same. Take this amount if you're 100 or 500 pounds. And listen, how much do you weigh?
Right around 210.
Okay. And I weigh about 115. So wouldn't it stand to reason that you should be doubling what I take? Because you're a full-grown man. Yeah.
Yep.
You require way more than me. So
does height have a difference? Does height have a difference?
Height will have a difference. Yeah, height will have a difference. But I'm also, when I'm listening to height and I'm listening to weight, I'm looking to see, are they overweight? And then I address that issue as well.
Right.
So,
okay,
I got you
there.
You don't want to tax the body. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Kevin back. Kevin in Ohio, go ahead. You're on the phone with Randy Shannon. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of things. I've heard in the past that if you have thick toenails, that it's an indication that you have lung possible troubles. And secondly, that the tongue is the only tissue that doesn't leave a scar tissue. And then thirdly, I had something come up on the top of my ears probably about 3 or 4 months ago. They're just like little bumps that got kind of hard, like a scab. That's all. Mm-hmm. If she would comment, this is excellent information. Thank you.
Well,
great.
Appreciate
Thank you, Kevin.
That. Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, so for sure I would tell you to get a full analysis, which you just call my toll-free line. Hopefully you got that number. And get yourself scheduled with me. I'll call you back, okay, and I'll tell you exactly what to do to get scheduled. But the toenails can, if they're crusty, it can be a number of things. So the great thing about a full analysis is I triangulate. So if I see something in the tongue, and you've already showed me the pictures of the toenails, and I see that there, I'm going to be looking hardcore for the respiratory problems in the tongue, on the top of the tongue. Okay. And so there's different ways. So I like to see double, triple confirmations. And that's what a full analysis does. A tongue analysis will show me, okay, well, maybe there's a spleen problem, but I needed to see the face to double confirm that, for example. So I can even see high blood pressure. But again, I have to look at the face to see if that's a go. And then I'll say, hey, have you tested your blood pressure? As far as the ears, again, it all sounds somewhat related, believe it or not, without me totally getting into all of it here for, on air. But I would highly suggest you get a full analysis, and anybody can book that right now. They just go to the body can. And the reason it's the can, okay, the body can, is because the body can heal itself. So that's why I went down that road with that sign. But thebodycan.com/schedule. And you can go there and read the differences between the two analyses that I do and what all is involved. And the pricing there is there and everything. So there's no trickery to it. And then you know which photos I need. And I will let you know where I need you to send them to as soon as I see you in and scheduled. Then I give you a call. So, yeah, that's probably all related. And it sounds like you're probably one of those people that's going to take about 6 to 8 months to reverse a lot of those issues. If it's showing in the toenails, it usually takes a lot longer because it's more severe. It's really gone systemic.
Wow, that is amazing, too. And you can tell all this just by looking at the face, the tongue, and the fingernails. It is just amazing what you do and how this thing works. We are, unfortunately, coming up to the end of the show. Anything in closing you want to advise any of our folks out there?
Well, there's a lot of things in the news right now. Heart, you know, a lot of people dropping from heart issues, whether it's related to the jab or not. I tend to think a lot of them are. And so if they took that, they really should reach out to me for the best detox on the planet, number one. And I don't care if you're detoxing from anything, heavy metals, you have the mercury fillings, whatever. I have the best detox. But we want to be beefing up our immune systems, especially if we're going into the winter of hell, like they said again. Like, seriously, if you drive the car, so just get scheduled. That's it. You can't drive the car without putting in gas and oil and spark plugs. You can't do that with the body either. You've got to beef it up.
Randy Shannon, thanks so much for being on the Power Hour. We're going to have you back again with maybe we can get some of our listeners out there to, you know, get some quick tests out there. In the meantime, for those of you out there listening, we hope you got a lot out of Randy Shannon and everything that she had to say here. We thank you so much. God bless all the work you're doing. And, of course, we'll be back on Monday with more of the Power Hour. In the meantime, have a great weekend. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. What's left of it. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Great I am, He is Yahweh, the Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh, the righteous Son, He is Yahweh, the three in one, He is Yahweh.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.